the choice. These two ways in which the brain operates, responsive and reactive, green and red, are the foundation of human nature. We have no choice about the vital needs the brain serves, avoiding harms, approaching rewards, and attaching to others, nor about its capacity to be in either mode, green or red. Our only choice is which mode we're in. And in Table 4, I'd like to summarize a comparison of these two modes. In the responsive mode, our sense of self is safe, satisfied, and connected. But in the reactive mode, it's unsafe, dissatisfied, and disconnected. Our view of the world in the responsive mode is one of protection, sufficiency, and inclusion, while in the reactive mode, it's one of danger, scarcity, and exclusion. Our stance in the responsive mode is to be confident, fulfilled, and related, while in the reactive mode, it's to be aversive, coveting, and separated. In the responsive mode, we cope through asserting, aspiring, and caring, while in the reactive mode, through resisting, grasping, and clinging. Our metabolism in the responsive mode is centered around replenishment, while in the reactive mode, it's centered around depletion. Our bodily systems in the responsive mode are building up, while in the reactive mode, they are wearing down. In terms of its effect on our health, the responsive mode is salutogenic, while the reactive mode is pathogenic. In terms of equilibrium, the responsive mode is stable and homeostatic, while the reactive mode is disturbed and allostatic. And the central experience in the responsive mode is one of peace, contentment, and love, while in the reactive mode, it's one of fear, frustration, and heartache. Living under the shadow of danger and pain, hunger and loss, and social aggression and humiliation, primates and early humans evolved a brain that is prone to crave and suffer in order to survive. When conditions were harsh, most individuals died young, and bands feared and fought each other. The short-term benefits of the reactive mode outweighed its long-term costs. But these days, when conditions are better, people want a long and healthy life, and billions of us need to live cooperatively together. The costs of the reactive mode greatly outweigh its benefits. In effect, one of the brain's major design features for passing on genes is now a design flaw, a bug, in the 21st century. What can you do about it? You can use your mind to change your brain for the better. In particular, you can engage life from the responsive mode as much as possible, contain and calm reactive states when they occur, and return to your responsive home base as soon as you can. This is the better path, the alternative to stress, unhappiness, conflicts with others, and many health problems. And as you follow this path, it will become easier to stay on it, since your brain will become increasingly biased toward it. Developing a responsivity bias. We saw in Chapter 2 that the negativity bias has five basic features. It makes you, 1, get reactive when conditions are challenging, 2, feel uneasy, dissatisfied, and disconnected even when conditions are fine, 3, overlearn from bad experiences, 4, become quickly sensitized toward reactivity, and 5, return slowly to the responsive mode, even when the coast is clear. But we are not stuck with being this way. Over time, taking in the good could actually turn your brain's negativity bias into a responsivity bias with five very different features that will help you stay centered, strong, healthy, and happy. First, whether you go responsive or reactive when you're challenged depends on what's been woven into your brain. Repeatedly internalizing positive experiences builds up inner strengths so you can meet life's challenges without fear, frustration, or heartache. Second, taking in the good shows you again and again that you are basically all right right now, that there are always grounds for gratitude and gladness, and that you are cared about and worthy. Third, your increasingly positive experiences and growing inner strengths will prevent negative experiences from slipping into your mind and sinking into your brain. As your mental garden fills with flowers, there's less room for weeds to grow. Fourth, as we saw earlier in this chapter, you'll be sensitizing your brain to the positive, making it like Velcro for good. Fifth, if you've already become stressed, upset, or unhappy, starting to take in the good as soon as you can do so authentically begins the recovery process from reactive states. Further, as taking in the good builds up your inner strengths, your body will become increasingly resilient, and your mind will become increasingly centered in a fundamental peace, contentment, and love, so you'll recover more quickly from negative experiences in general. Taking in the good brings you home. Home to a comfortable intimacy with your own experience, to a confident openness to life, to a sense of competence, even mastery, with your own mind. Reactive material may still come up for you, it does for me, but you'll be increasingly able to hold it in a responsive framework. When my mother passed away, I felt sad and lost, but these feelings were like storm clouds in a big sky of acceptance, gratitude, and love for my family. Even if one of your brain's operating systems is blinking red, the other two can remain green. For instance, you might feel worried about an unexpected bill, avoiding, while also being glad about having a steady job, approaching, and feeling supported by your mate, attaching. Even in hard times, you can still take simple actions within your reach that have been designed by Mother Nature to dial down the red, dial up the green, and bring you back to your resting state. Actions such as exhaling slowly, remembering a time you felt strong, savoring a physical pleasure, thinking about someone who cares about you, and feeling loving yourself. These are not miracle cures, but with time and effort and practice, it is perfectly natural for you to spend most minutes of most days resting in the responsive mode of your brain. Peace, contentment, and love are important aims for most people. These are the rewards, the fruits of a good life. Additionally, because of experience-dependent neuroplasticity, these experiences are a powerful method, a wonderful path for transforming your brain. Every time you take in the sense of feeling safe, satisfied, or connected, you stimulate responsive circuits in your brain. When you stimulate a neural circuit, you strengthen it. To borrow a Tibetan saying, taking in the good is taking the fruit as the path. Happiness is skillful means.